التكبير، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أو كلمة أو إيمان، إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا. Do good deeds. Make two rakats namaz. Read third kalima. Read durood sharif. We did a good deed. For this Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. These are those people. I will change all their gunas into good deeds. This is the night that we have. Allah has given us all our gunas. And not only ours. Make dua to Allah. Our parents also. All of us are sinners. So Allah forgive us all. Make dua for our parents also. That all their sins also. Oh Allah, by the barakat of this night, your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, your Quran tells us this is a great night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubaraka. Inna kunna munzirin. What a night. Oh Allah, forgive my parents also. Give them also the best in akhirah. This is the night that we can ask Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. All the evil deeds, I will change them into good deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be people whose cases, court cases by Allah Ta'ala, Allah will be the judge. The cases will be taken in privacy, in camera. That is, that nobody will know, in privacy, only between Allah and that person. Allah will remind him of all his small gunas. You did this guna, you did that guna. He'll have no choice but to accept. I know I did it. And no excuse, no alibi. I'm guilty 100%. And he's doomed. He'll know, I'm going to Jahannam. Not one, two gunas, volumes and volumes of my gunas are being opened up. And I got no choice but to accept it. Then Allah will say, don't worry. All your gunas, we covered it up. We didn't let anyone know. And today I'm forgiving you all that. And I'm giving you good deeds in place of that. Then he'll jump quickly and he'll say, Ya Allah, I still got lot big gunas. When he'll see the bazaar of forgiveness and changing into good deeds, Allah says, the bazaar is hot today. The market is hot today. Allah is forgiving. He'll say, I've got big gunas also. Allah forgive them also. This is Allah's mercy. This is the night Allah has given us that we turn to Allah and we take. We must not waste this night. Not just came here for bayan and then heard bayan, all very happy. We go home and we just little bit take out Quran Sharif. Then the wife brought some fruit. We close the Quran, we eat fruit. Then we have something and then we go and sleep. Finish, whole night is gone. And then we're just getting up further, hopefully. So we should try, make the best of this night. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that person, that being that Allah just forgives. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. A person who makes tawbah and does good deeds, Allah's doors of mercy are wide open. So this is that night. So, and nobody should ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. This person who had committed so many gunas, and Allah forgave him also. We all have heard, many times we hear, the person who killed 99 people. And when he went and asked, they told him, no chance for you. You are going to Jahannam. If you kill one person, it's Jahannam. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Forever he'll be in Jahannam. You 99. He killed that person also, that alim also. 100% he killed persons. Then he came one day again, he thought, I must make tawbah. Now he asked what we call an alim rabbani, who doesn't know only the book of Allah, the kitabs, the laws of Allah, but he knows Allah also. And how merciful and how forgiving Allah is. Will I be forgiven? Of course you'll be forgiven. Make tawbah, don't worry. You just make sincere tawbah. A person who's 100 years making, worshipping his idol, Ya Sanam. Sanam in Arabic is idol. And he's worshipping his idol, Ya Sanam. Putting his hands also like that in front of his idol. Ya Sanam, nothing happening. By mistake it went out, Ya Samad. Samad is the name of Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. صَمَدْ, the one independent, الَّذِي لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَيِّ أَحَدْ, who is not in need of anyone. وَكُلُّ وَاحِدْ مُحْتَاجْ إِلَيْهِ, and everyone and everything is dependent on Allah. He just said, Allah said, my banda, what is it? What do you want? After 100 years of worshipping his idol, he got nothing. One time he took Allah's name. This night take Allah's name. We wasted the whole year. All our gunas we were making turned to Allah during this night. Allah's mercy. And Allah's mercy is such that even if you have become old, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, you are a very rich man. Now you came an old man, your sons have taken over everything. You got no control over your money also. Your health is finished also. You got no health also. Everything is finished. Now you turn to Allah. Allah won't say when you were healthy, when you were wealthy, then you never thought of me. You never thought of them. Now you come to me when you are useless. I don't need you. No, Allah will open hands, so to say. Allah will embrace you. And Allah will say, come, you are welcome. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great being. So this is the night that we must never lose hope. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, your car comes in an accident, Allah protect us all. And you go to the panel beaters, they say it's a write-off. This car cannot be fixed off, it's a write-off. They might say it's a write-off. By Allah, you can be at the lowest level, the worst person. You are never a write-off by Allah. Perhaps your family will tell you you're a write-off. Drug addict, gambler, you are a gambling addict. You are a womanizer. All the wrong things you are doing. We gave you 20 chances. You're still just going wrong. You get out of the house. By Allah, there is no get out. You could be at the worst ebb. You just turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is not only Ghafoor who forgives, and Ghafoor, Allahu Akbar. I have to carry on with my bayan, because so many things come to mind, and that is all by the sincerity of the people. We don't know in whose heart what there is that Allah makes the speaker speak. The speaker doesn't speak from his accord. And if there is sincerity in the listeners, sincerity in the speaker, Allah makes those things speak which somebody needs. Somebody needs this. That's why it's being spoken about. I did not even think about this. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Anzar Shah Saf, Rahmatullah, came here to the Darul Uloom one time, and he explained there that when a person, if a person is a big sinner, a zalim, Quran Sharif calls such a person a zalim, a wrongdoer, oppressor. And why the Quran uses that word? When you commit guna, you are not harming anyone else in the world, you're harming yourself. Even if you kill somebody, the one you killed, he'll go to Jannah, he became a shaheed. You were a killer, you'll go to Jahannam. So the person who does wrong, you rob somebody of his money, that person makes sabr, he'll go to Jannah. You wronged him, that haram money will take you to Jahannam. So anyone who does wrong, establish zalim. He is a zallam, person who makes no problem. No matter how many gunas you made, you'll find you just make tawbah, and Allah is ghaffar also. So if you are zalim, Allah is ghafir. If you are zallam, Allah is ghaffar. And a person who commits lot of gunas, in English we have singular and plural. Arabic we have singular, dual, and then plural. And then there is muntahal jumu'ah, the big plural. So this is the big plural, ghafoor, superlative, is a mubalagha in the. If you are zaloom, there's no limit to your guna. You're just committing left, right, you only got gunas, you just living guna. But you also make tawbah, you'll find Allah is ghafoor. And mostly in the Quran, Allah refers to himself as ghafoor. Ghafir, perhaps one or two places. Ghaffar, perhaps one or two places. The rest everywhere, ghafoor. And not only ghafoor, ghafoorur rahim. After forgiving, Allah Ta'ala doesn't just forgive. Allah is ghafoorur rahim. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained that if the scientists, which they will never, but if they invent such a ointment, that a person can have third degree burns, and is burned, finished, there's nothing left. No skin, no meat, no skin, only burn. But you put that ointment, and immediately the ointment, your skin comes right again. And it's more shining than before also. That they will never invent. But Allah gave us the ointment that if we commit the worst guna and our hearts are burned black like charcoal, nothing left in that heart, just put the ointment of tawbah and you'll see your heart will come right. and better than before also. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that if the scientist makes such an ointment and you bought it, you came home and you tell your wife she's busy frying samosas or something, bhajiyas, and you tell her, my darling, that today I bought such an ointment, that sizzling hot oil, put your hand in it. It will burn, but I'll just put this ointment and your hand will come better than before also. More better. What will she tell you? My hubby, I think you try it on yourself for a change. You did lot of experiments on me, now please experiment on yourself. So this will not happen in this dunya, but by Allah, no matter how that heart has been burnt out, you just put that the marham, the ointment of Tawbah, and Allah will make your heart shining, more better than before. And in fact, what the night a person, this is that night, cry to Allah Ta'ala. And on this such a night, Allah Ta'ala says, Zajrul Mustaghfirin, Ahabbu ilayya min Zajril Musabbihin, O kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. A person who's sobbing and crying to Allah. Allah loves it more than those people who every night they are reading a lot of tasbih. They are mine already, I know it. This one has come today, he has returned. He is a VIP in the court of Allah. So this is the night we turn to Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. So we must never ever lose hope. We have just completed the month of Rajab. And the month of Rajab, when it comes in, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam from before Rajab started making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab. What is the barakat of the month of Rajab? Great, great barakat. The month is gone. And this is not, we are going to talk about Shaban, coming of Ramadan. But Rajab is a great month. Just to cut it very short, there are so many virtues of Rajab. The one is that it is the starting of the great season now. Hey, people have a business season. When October, November, December comes now, retailers, they look forward to that time. Other people, all the different times, there are seasons for everyone. For a mu'min, the season when Rajab comes in, the great season is here now to score. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتْ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. There are those times when the breezes of Allah blow, when the heart just go towards ibadat. Everything, the rewards are increased, multiplied. To put it in our language, there's love in the air. And there are great bargains now, and great profits you can make. This starts with the month of Rajab. What Allah Ta'ala gives in this month. For example, this month, Rajab, and the same, the three other months which are called Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, the Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram which will come. Any person who fasts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 days, about 16 weekends we get in the 4 months more or less. A person who keeps Roza Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he gets the reward of 700 years Ibadat Sawab. 700 by keeping that three. What a season is there? How much we must coin? What are the bargains? What are the profits? There is a river in Jannat by the name of Rajab. And that river is whiter than milk. And there will be the milk rivers in Jannat, but no cows in Jannat. Yeah, we need milk, we need cows. Then you won't hear all the cows mooing in Jannat. You won't have to hear all the mooing of the cows. No cows, but there will be milk. And rivers sweeter than honey. And there will be no bees in Jannat. You don't have to worry, you'll be stung by a bee or something. There will be no bees in Jannat. And the river of the will be sweeter than honey. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was on Safar journey. He felt hungry. He asked the Sahaba, anything to eat? Have you got something? They say, we only got roti, the naan, which was the normal bread of the Arabs. Well, no tarkari, no salan, only roti. So then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt a bit like there isn't anything to eat. Immediately some bees came and they started buzzing around Nabi Sallallahu. They say, oh Allah's Nabi, you are our guest. You have come in our area and you don't have food. How can that be? We have prepared honey, wonderful honey, very sweet honey. Tell your Sahaba to come and to bring that honey. And then you can eat it with your roti. It was a place where aloes grow. Aloe is a very bitter, bitter thing. You put a little bit of aloe in a bottle jar of honey, it makes the whole honey also bitter. Now those bees, they were taking all that pollen or whatever from the nectar where they take it, from there, so that honey will be very bitter. So when they tasted it, very sweet. So they started to say, how come this honey is so sweet? They taken from this pollen and this nectar, which is so bitter, it should be very bitter. So they were discussing, the bees came again. They were again buzzing around Nabi. They said, oh Allah's Nabi, when the bees were to take that pollen and nectar, when they were taking, other bees was reading durood on you. By the barakat of your durood, that honey is so sweet, sweeter than all the honey in the world. And we are hosting you, we presenting you. So what is so that in Jannah? And those that rivers will be more cooler than snow also. Those people who want their ice cold juices at night when they go to sleep, it must be chilled also. And put on top of it, put ice also. The rivers of Jannah, what will that be? And those rivers are exclusive for the people who keep rozas in the month of Rajab. For the people who keep rozas in the month of Rajab, those rivers will be exclusive for them. Allah give us tawfiq. One student asked me, one of our ustads, he says that people say, Azadpur people, very strict. Their deen, oh, they're very hard. Very strict people. Extremists in Azadpur. And other places, like for example, Europe, America, all easy going, light going. So that is also their deen, and this is our deen. So what's the big deal about it? I say the big deal in Jannah, those who follow deen properly and sincerely, where will they be? And those who just lightheartedly, when they felt like they followed deen, when they didn't feel like they didn't, when they felt like they make namaz, is not strict, not hard, easy going, accommodating of everyone, even the wrongdoers, even the gunegar, accommodate the Jews and Christians also, where will they be on the day of Qiyamah? Then we will see, فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. Soon you will see when the dust settles down. The race is now on. Horses are running the race. The dust is flying high. Nobody can see who's winning and who's losing. فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمْ حِمَارِ. Well, whether you are riding a horse or you are riding a donkey's down, Qiyamah day, then people will see who is where. And who wanted to take who to what to places. And who wanted to take places to other places. How beautifully somebody said, some people are hell bent, that is making lot effort to make their Jannah in Akhirah. Other people are hell bent to destroy their Jannah. All the wrong things they do, all the haram things they do. Yeah, in the dunya everything goes. Yeah, this is not the place of Hisab and Kitab. Yeah, you will carry on. But some are making their Jannah, some are making their Jahannam. Some people are working hard to make their Jannah all the time, not worried about dunya. Other people are working hard to make their Jannah in this dunya. My house must be the best. My bedroom must be the best. My car must be the best. My garden, my swimming pool, everything. Two types of effort, two different results also. Whichever types, jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to marke dekh. There is a reality. What effort we do, we're going to get that result. If we're doing the right effort, we're going to get the right result. We're doing the wrong effort. Allahu Akbar, my Ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Sallu Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you plant weeds, don't expect roses to grow. We are planting weeds, doing all the gunas, and we want the sweet results of Islam. It doesn't work. If you want Islam, plant the seeds of Islam. One time, one person came to my Ustad, and he said, the days of apartheid, when universities were non-white, were not allowed in the universities here. I'm sending my daughter to UK to become a doctor. And he said, you know the life of Europe, of Britain, freedom, and a young girl, she'll be having a flat of her own, a car of her own, enough money I will be sending, make dua Allah must protect her. Hafiz Saab thought for a little while, few seconds, then what you are telling me, you are sending your daughter in the rain, And I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. If she goes in the rain, she must get wet. We're sending them in all the places of fitna. And we make ourselves happy, like an ostrich hiding our head in the ground. That, no, my daughter, oh, she's an angel. She, when she leaves home, burqa, abaya. But as soon as she's out of sight, the abaya is in the bag. And now her jeans and her funny types of clothes all show. When mommy goes and pick her up, again her abaya is on. My daughter, what an angel she is. But in the meantime, when she is haram pregnant now, and she has to go for abortion now, then our eyes open, hopefully a little bit. So anyway, so there's a great season Allah has given us. And the barakat of Rajab is very great. Then the month of and Rajab has come with the highlight of Rajab is the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are two things. One is it's the greatest imani booster. Mi'raj, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this long journey in that little while, you cannot believe it with your brain. You cannot believe it logically. You have to believe it only one way, and well, that is from your heart. When the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned from Mi'raj and he met the Quraysh, the Kuffar, he told them, I went for this journey. They say it's a madman story, na'uzubillah. Where can this be possible? But he's saying this, so this is our chance. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great prominent person, a top businessman of Makkah Sharif. And he was the most influential man in Makkah Sharif. He brought Iman. If we can get him to turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will get all the public also. All who are following him, they will also turn away. This is our chance. What the story Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, we'll tell Abu Bakr. They went, they told Abu Bakr, if somebody says this long journey, in that short space of time, is it possible? He says, it's impossible. Who can do that? They say, the iron is hot. Let us strike now. This is the time to, your friend is saying that. If he is saying it, yes, it's 100% true. That is when he was called Siddiq Abu Bakr. Siddiq who says, so we believe in it. We don't see any scientific research, any scientific proof or anything with our iman. And our iman must be, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. If they bring iman, how the Sahaba brought iman, then you got hidayah. وَمَنْ يَفْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. A person who chooses any other way besides the Islam of the Sahaba, it won't be accepted. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only religion by Allah which is acceptable is the deen of Islam, the deen of the Sahaba, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَىٰ. I've left you on a very clear path. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. The night of that path is like the day. In other words, there is no darkness in that path. The path of Islam is so clear. There is no darkness, no ambiguity, no confusion, no doubt. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهُ إِلَّا هَالِكٌ. Nobody will turn away from that path, will go crooked on that path, but a person who is hell-bent to go to hell. Only that person won't see the clear path. Otherwise, the path of Islam is so clear. So anyway, so this month of Shaban is that month, the Mi'raj Allah has given. And the sum total of Mi'raj is namaz. Ourselves, our namaz. Today, make me ma for the word, but me, you, the people who have, our namaz is deplorable. Our namaz is horrible. Not weak, it's horrible. Just to give you an example. And I'm included, I'm the worst culprit in that. And we have to work to make our namaz correct. If you have a taxi, and the silencer is dragging on the ground, the shock absorbers also came loose, they also dragging on the ground. That taxi got a bearing knock also, big noise it's making. It's backfiring also. And like a scooter bike, when it backfires all the time, pat, 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 pat. And this year, all the bearing knock also, and all this is backfiring also. And the rings are finished. It's burning oil like hell. And the smoke that's coming out at the back, Who's going to sit in such a taxi? And the whole handle, from outside there is a handle, from inside there is no handle also. The window, if it opens, it doesn't close. If it closes, it doesn't open. Who will allow such a taxi on the our namazes without exaggeration? Worse than that. Therefore, it comes in the hadith, there are so many people whose namazes, after namaz, is made in the form of a dirty black cloth and thrown back to them. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. Now, I will tell you, see, from all of us, myself included first, from the imam to the muazzin to the mutawallis to the musallis, everyone, according to Hanafis, how must our feet be in namaz? How many, how far apart? Four fingers. And how much is it apart? See, anyone, it's a whole, much more than four fingers. We are not standing right. And which direction must our feet face? Qibla. Our feet, one is east to Bollywood, and the other one to west to Hollywood. So if Hollywood and Bollywood is not in our life, all the time on the phone, what we looking at? All commentary, all porn, all other filthy things we are looking, films, comics, games, we are playing all the time. Because our namaz, we are namazis, but with the phone, as soon as namaz is finished, I get a chance. My phone, I must see. What messages came? Go on this side, go on that side. That is our life, because we are not facing Kaaba. We are not facing the Qibla. We are and then, if the World Cup soccer tournament, Dubai, Qatar, all that doesn't come in, what is going to come? All the filth and dirt, because we are not standing right. And then worse than that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so particular, the whole saf must be straight. And straight, like when you take a target with your arrow. Today in our times, we're firing a gun, bull's eye we want to hit, perfect, or spot on. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should straighten the saf. And he should walk in the saf. Put somebody go up at front, somebody go up, make the saf perfect. Me, myself, one person, generally see that our leg, my own, forget the whole saf. My legs, one is front and one is back. My own legs are not in one line. And this is generally good people, we will see. And we know if you go to any of the security buildings, banks, government offices, etc., when you enter, there's that cubicle for security. You enter the one door, no problem. But till you don't stand in the right place in that circle, the front door won't open for you. Clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif that there are many people, their namaz doesn't go one hand span above their head. Whereas namaz is mi'rajul mu'min. Every namaz of a believer we are supposed to make mi'raj. But our namaz doesn't go one hand span above our, because we're not standing right. Our legs are not right. And then the next is lifting of the hands. Then just another going fast forward. The fastening of the hands. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, should explain us deen in such a lovable way. He said that before the scabbard and all that in the aeroplanes, then on the screen, they should show you how you must buckle up the seat belt. And they showed so nice, the seat belt comes like this and hand in glove, it goes in one another neatly. Like this, our hands must be neat like this. This three fingers must be over this ear. With the thumb and a small finger, you must clasp your hand. This the hand must be behind the arm. In this way, we must stand in a neat way. But see, generally, good musallis, you will see this hand is lying down. It's not yet the best. Like careless. You are either careless in your namaz or you are careful. If you are careless, you are going worse down all the time. If you are careful, your namaz will become what is called a namaz. In fact, Allah make me maaf. One day I saw one good mufti sahab. He was making namaz and his hand was so much down. My eyes just went, what is he holding? What's happening here now? That in namaz his hand was so down. Hey, if we're not careful, the hand goes so much down. So our whole namaz is deplorable. And this is the from Mi'raj of Rajab, make our namazes correct. Our namazes must be made with jamaat in the masjid. Allah made the value of the namazes in the masjid. One person, a great buzurg, he must his namaz with jamaat. He repeated it 27 times. Because with Jamaat you get 27 times more sawab. Then he saw in his dream, you repeated your namaz 27 times. But the Ameen of Imam says, Waladdallin. Where are you going to bring that Ameen from? We cannot get what we get in Jamaat namaz anywhere else. The Masjid namaz is a great namaz. And it has got great, great value. When we say Takbir-e-Ula, that is what we must target for. The Imam, when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, what the Imam? We, just before the Imam makes salam, we just manage to make, that's the good musallis who are making namaz. We get the third rakat, we're missing two rakat. Commonly, we're running for namaz. What Takbir-e-Ula? And that Takbir-e-Ula, what the Imam, it has got so much value that 1,000 feet in front of you, all gold and silver, you spend in the path of Allah, more valuable is this Takbir-e-Ula of yours. So valuable it is, but we just trade in our namaz. Anywhere we'll make our namaz. Masjid is the place. Allah made it. So we should always, wherever we are, try to target the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Our buzur, Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Saharanpur. Saharanpur to Jioban is about half an hour by train, by bus, etc. When he had to go, he should very seldom leave his place to go. But when he had to go, he would get his khadims, those who attended on him, to find out the bus times, the train times, the taxi times, everything. And then he should make sure that what not one, when you're a musafir, you can make your namaz on the road by the garage or something. But he should make sure every namaz is in the masjid. What the jamaat, what takbir-e-ula, from azan time to be in the masjid. When this was in the ummah, Allah put the dunya at the feet of the ummah. When we made a dunya khuliqat lakum, wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. When the Muslims were making effort on namaz, then Allah Ta'ala brought the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome, the superpowers of that time, and threw it at the feet of the Sahaba. And they had no value for it. That meant nothing to them. Their namaz meant everything. Today, small few cents mean so much to us. If ShopRite in Rudipur is advertising, butter 20 cents cheaper, we'll go from here, 20 kilometers we'll drive. And we'll spend 2 or 3 hours to save 20 cents, and we'll spend 20 rands more. This is how our aqal. The Sahaba, they were not like that. They knew what is value. And when the Sahaba were like that, the princesses and the queens of the superpowers of the palaces of Persia and Rome came as slave women to the Sahaba. They didn't even have to pay their meher, they were slave women to them. Hey, and not one, two slave women, how many slave women they? Allah gave them everything when they made effort for deen. When a person used to come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have got financial constraints, financial problems. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah said, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Tell your family people all to be very particular about namaz. Not just casually reading, doing it properly. And you yourself, وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Istabir is from the root word sabr, to make sabr. And from the bab that it comes, that you become namaz. So much, like some people say, once there was a fight between husband and wife, in land they called me to arbitrate. The husband said, me, I'm food. If you cook curry khichri, and before you finish it, cook it in the morning, and lunchtime you make it hot, it's the same to me like you open a can of beans or some fish can. That means nothing to me. I want it fresh. I am Mr. Food. I want food. So like that, we must become Mr. Namaz. That every, this person, namaz, he is namaz. Wastabir alayha. And then Allah says, La nas'aluka rizqa. We don't ask you for rozi. Nahnu narzuku. We give you your rozi. We haven't created you to earn your rozi also. This is a sunnah, to earn our rozi. And mashallah, to earn it, no problem. But it's not a command from Allah. Allah says, we didn't ask you to earn your own. We will, you do your deen's work. And when you do deen's work, you'll be like a lani. You don't even have to drive your car. You sit in the back seat, you must have a driver. Today it's an honor for us that we must be a mechanic under the car. And more of the time we're under the car than in the car. No, our work was not that. Allah will give us so much money. We just sit with ease in this dunya. Akhirat, what? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hussein, the grandson of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on one occasion he was dressed so well and he had so good things. So a Jew told him, your grandfather, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, dunya is jannat for the kafir and prison for the believers. But you living it up here. He says, this I'm living up. That is my prison. What Allah is going to give me jannat, that you cannot imagine. That is far beyond this. That is how a mu'min was supposed to believe if we did what our job description is. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We were created only for the ibad. So namaz is a very important thing. Then comes the month of Sha'ban. The Sahaba asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that, oh Allah's Nabi, we see the most rosas you keep out of the month of Ramadan is the month of Sha'ban. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that is the month which people are unmindful of. They don't know the value of this month, the month between Rajab and Ramadan. This is the month when your report is presented by Allah. And I want it to be presented when I'm fasting. Then Allah will look with mercy to me. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's report was glorious. It was excellent, full of distinction. He didn't need the extra rosas to have a favorable look. We need it so much and we don't keep rosas. We have to be keeping more rosas. Our reports are so rotten. At least we keep rosa. Allah will have my banda is keeping rosa. So let me just pass him through. Let me just push him through. We need it. Nabi Ali Salah asked about this. He said, Afala akuna abdan shakura. Should I not be a thank when Allah is favoring me so much? So rosas are the things of this month. And from here also we learn that the whole month is of accountability and reporting by Allah. Not only this night, 15th Shaban night. And not only tomorrow's day, the whole month. So we should try and keep it. In some reports it comes that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should keep the whole of Shaban rosas. In some riwayats, most of the days. Others, the whole month. And 3 days every month, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to keep rosas, encourage us to keep. Ayyami Bir, the middle three days of the month. 13, 14 and 15. And those are called Ayyami Bir, the white days. Allah give us tawfiq to get up the Tahajjud time during this and see the beautiful environment. The moon is 14th full moon. The light that comes, not like the bright, the burning light of the sun, that cool light of the moon. Like you have a dimmer with your switch and you have one, you put it on the very bright light, it hits your eyes also. You put it on a dim, cool light, like that it is. And at the night, when it is bright, what a serenity it is. So the 13, 14, 15, whole year Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should keep. But to encourage us to keep. It's impossible that Shaban comes and now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't keep on the 15th Rosa. He kept Rosa on the 15th also. Every month and Shaban even more. When he kept the most days of Shaban Rosa. When he kept all the Rosas of Shaban, why will he exclude the 15th of Shaban? Because we don't want to keep Rosa, we find some excuse. No, be eager to keep. And follow deen and the correct deen which came of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to the Sahaba and later on our Akabir and our Aslaf. All we saw, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us many opportunities to stay with great, great Buzurg. They all observed the 15th of Shaban. What we read in our kitab, all our Buzurgs, this is the way of the Salafis. And the Arabs, that they say the 15th Shaban, the night hasn't got value, the day hasn't got value, or that's not our tariqah. Our tariqah is of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this night, make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in this month, we must get used to, must get prepared now. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي شَعْبَانِ Give us barakat in the month of Shaban. The barakat in the month of Shaban is the 15th night. This is the night when Allah Ta'ala says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ أَمْرًا مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ This is the night when all this is. Your reports, we know that when we present our financials, our accountant works out, then he sees in that year, looks like in this department, there was robbery, stealing carrying on. Why? The goods were coming and the money hasn't come in. Where is the money gone? Either the money was being stolen, goods were being stolen. Or in the storeroom something was going wrong. With the delivery something was going wrong. When you discuss your financials, we have to tighten up here. We have to check up here. We have to pull up our socks here. Like that, this 50, the month of Shaban. There is the time we must check ourselves. That what was our condition? Why there was no barakat in our house? Why fighting carrying on in the house? Why every now and then this one is sick, that one is sick? Why we got financial problems? Why we not feeling happy in the house? We got everything. What today the husband is earning, the wife is earning, the son is earning, all professionals with degrees behind their name, big, big amounts, but no happiness in the house. When you come to find out, the husband got an affair with another woman or with other women. The wife got affairs with other men. So where is the happiness coming? The little girl, Allahu Akbar, Durban, young girl wants to commit suicide. When she came to know my father got affairs, my mother got affairs, house is beautiful, palatial mansion, gardens, sprawling gardens, sparkling blue, swimming pools, everything. But the heart, we didn't make it. We made effort on things, things got made. We didn't make effort on ourselves, we got destroyed. Our hearts are destroyed. Our happiness is destroyed. We made things we didn't make ourselves. We made dunya, we haven't made akhirat. We made dunya, we haven't made our deen. Make our deen and then see what the results we get. So this is the night that we turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So our namazes we correct. And in every aspect of our namaz, and there's much, much more detail. Stay, come and listen more and get all the details and bring it into our life. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Just me talking is useless if it isn't followed with amal. If I'm not making amal. And if I'm talking also and I'm making amal also, it won't have any effect. It won't be accepted by Allah if it isn't without ikhlas and sincerity. And if I'm talking, I'm making amal, I got sincerity also, it will be rejected by Allah. It will have no effect, not on me, or not on no one, if it isn't done according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what we have to make effort for. I am in need, you are in need, we are all in need. Everyone is facing his maut. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Kullu man alayha faan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. You can't run away from what? Where are you going to run away from what? You can't. And there is where we will get our reward of what we do here. So see our namazes. And then see our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Get into the groove now. So when Ramzan comes, we are in the groove already. And very important, our qaza namazes we got. Try and cover them up. If we can't finish all, start now. When you, if you are, your merchant doesn't want to deliver goods to you. He doesn't want to supply because you haven't paid him 6 months. He says, first pay your account, then I'll supply goods. So make our qaza with Allah correct. Then Allah will supply the anwarat and the barakat and see the noor that comes in the heart. And then our rozas, especially our woman folk, every month they miss their rozas, young women, they have their monthly, they can't keep, and they always procrastinating. Let it not go further than Shaban. In the month of Shaban, keep all our rozas, and we come in namaz, in Ramadan, with a clean slate. If we also got qaza rozas, fix them up, keep them, so that we go into Ramadan with a clean slate. If our car is parked at an incline, on a hill, and we start it and we put it in fifth gear, manual car, and we take off, what will it do? It just jerk and it will switch off. So we also, when we go into Ramzan, it's an incline. It's rozas we have to keep, tarawih we have to make, sehri we have to get up from, all different routine. So if you are not used to it, then we find many people, first 2-3 nights for tarawih, after that finished. 2-3 rozas, then finished. Then 27 night again they back for tarawih. Then the last they keep some rozas again. But if we were in the group all the time, we took off on first gear with the full power of the car. Then we went second, third. Now we're on the freeway cruising nicely. Fourth, fifth, your car got 6-7 gear. Now you're going. Now you came into Ramzan, smooth sailing. Rozas are easy. Tilawat is easy. Tarawih is enjoyable. Everything is going smooth. Let us get prepared for Ramadan. So this night, and then Ramadan is another. Let us get prepared and understand what is the great value of Ramadan. Anyway, this night is the night of Tawbah and Istighfar. Allah sets free people from Jahannam. We cannot imagine how many. Let us be included. Ask Allah, make us min utaqa'i laylatu bara'a. Make us of the people you set free. And oh Allah, please, my parents, my brothers, my family people. So let us make those du'as. We make tawbah istighfar. One great ibadah for this night is salatul tasbih. Let us try and make salatul tasbih. And salatul tasbih is worth 300 times the details. Look it up in the kitab. Worth 300 times third kalima. Allahu Akbar. Third kalima. What a gift Allah has given us. We won't be able to end if we talk about that. But just one. It comes in a hadith that as Allah Ta'ala has divided rozi amongst people, He has divided akhlaq also amongst people. Some people's rozi is very easy. They earn it easy. Some work very hard. Some get very little. Some get a lot. All different Allah has made rozi for people's akhlaq and character. Some just got good character. Others just, their anger just doesn't want to leave them. Their dirty habits don't leave them. Their pride don't leave them. All the time they are in there. And then Allah gives wealth, money to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. Allah gives Fir'aun how much money? Qahaman, Qarun, how much money Allah gave them? He didn't like them, but He gave them. And He gives to whom He loves also? Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He gives who He wants to money, for who He likes and who He does. Iman, He only gives to those He loves. Only those that Allah loves, Allah gives them Iman. Iman is a great, great treasure that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gives. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you are too stingy to spend money, and you are too coward to get, too lazy to get up at night, and you are a big coward, you don't want to go for jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then fa'akthiru, read a lot. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. For them also the doors are not closed. What a deen. A person who is stingy, doesn't even want to pay zakat. He doesn't even want to get up for tahajjud. He doesn't want to go out in the path of Allah. Read lot third kalima. What a great thing. One time, Umme Ayman was the foster mother of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she is my mother, duna ummi, besides my real mother. She breastfed Nabi. She was a black woman, very pious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to visit her regularly. She was his foster mother. She breastfed him. So she said that, oh Allah's Nabi, I'm gone very old. I can't make any more ibadah. Show me something that I can just sit and read. Show me something. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read subhanallah 100 times a day. The sawab of it will be like you are setting 100 Arab slaves from the progeny of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's lineage, such slaves. Then read alhamdulillah 100 times. It will be like you gave 100 horses, fully saddled, all prepared for jihad. Read Allahu la ilaha illallah 100 times, and it will be like you have slaughtered 100 camels and you fed the poor people. And read Allahu Akbar 100 times, and the sawab will be, it will fill the whole space from the ground to the heavens. What difficulty is it to read? Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that these are, one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told the Sahaba that put on your armor. They said, is there army? Enemy has come? He said, no, from the fire of Jahannam. And what is the armor? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. It is munjiyat, it is munajjiyat. It will save you from the fire of Jahannam. It will save you from gunat. This night, try and read salatul tasbih 300 times. Ramzan, try and read salatul tasbih every day. During the year, every Jummah, try and read salat. What great things Allah has given. One thing we are all guilty, perhaps. Make me maaf if I'm exaggerating. But almost all our families, we got family squabbles and fights. Almost all our families. On one occasion, one Khorasani is the place where Afghanistan in that area, he was living in Makkah Sharif. He was going on a journey for some work, and he had 1,000 or 10,000, I'm not so sure of the number, gold coins. like Kruger ranch. That time no banks or anywhere where you can go and leave it in a bank safe vault or something. So there was a very, very pious person. He said, I'll leave it by this person. So he left it by him. I'm going on my journey. When I come back, I'll collect it. He went. When he came back, that person had passed away. Now he was very worried. My 10,000 gold coin. And he has passed away. So he went to his children and asked. He said, we know nothing about it. So then the ulama of Makkah Sharif, where their gathering was, he told them, I've got this problem. My money is so, and it's a huge amount. And he's passed away, and now how am I going to get it? They told him, do this, go to the well of Zamzam. When half the night or two-thirds of the night have passed away, then call out his name. He will reply to you. Then you ask him, what about your money? So he went 3 nights, no reply. So he went back to the ulama, no reply. So they say, go to a well in Hadramaut, which is another part of Saudiya. Go there, and the well's name also, I'm forgetting the name. Go and call his... He just called his name and he replied. So he asked him, my money? He said, yes. I didn't trust my children, so I didn't let them know. But I had one house, and like fallen house, not used. I buried it there. My children know about that house, and certain place, go there, dig, you'll find your money is there. He found it. Then he told him, how come you are here? This is the place of all the disbelievers, sinners. The people of the mu'min, their arwah is by Zamzam, not here. He said that, yes, but what happened? I was a pious person, everything I did. But I had my family members in Khurasan, and I broke relationships with them. I broke. And that's why I'm imprisoned here now. Because I broke my... We are all... This is the night to correct our relationship. And not just for the night that we make phone calls, maaf kar jo, handu maaf che, and tomorrow back to square one. No, from our heart we make maaf. And we clear our... And for deen's sake, if we got somebody is not practicing on deen, that is faqad istakmala iman. Your iman is complete if genuinely, sincerely for deen's sake. But if you are for dunya's sake, you are fighting whatever dunya thinks, then it is a very serious, correct our matter. There are many other things that this night, try and think of our marhumin. Go to the Qabristan also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should visit the Qabristan. And even if we don't go, but make dua. Make isari sawab for them regularly on a regular basis. And stay away from gunas. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mu'az Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, those homes that one person displayed a photo in the house. Anywhere in the child's room, you got a teddy bear, you got a doll or something. The whole house is deprived of Allah's rahmat. On a night like this, when malaika throng and come down, huge amounts they come. And they say, Ameen on our dua. And they make dua for us. One person kept a teddy bear, kept a doll, or on the clothes, the murats, etc. And now we put a no entry sign for the malaika. You can't enter here. We don't need you. And where malaika don't come, shayateen come there. And where shayateen come, then the beginning is very rosy. Very nice. For example, TV. We're calling the family, calling the neighbors, other family people. Oh, we're having big screen. And we're having this show and that show. All are talking and the house people made some ice cream and some hot bhajiyas and samosas. And they're giving it out. All are talking and that. Soon what you come to know? That your wife got an affair with one of your best friends now. And from all it started from there. Now it's jahannam for you. Now you don't know where to turn, what to do now. You find out the husband got an affair with somebody now. You find out Allah make us maaf. Wife swapping is taking place now. And then all the worst things, then AIDS bimari comes and HIV. And when malaika comes, then you have a nice, you'll make Allah's ibadat, you'll enjoy Allah's ibadat. And you won't have all this, and your life will go smoothly. Your maut comes, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. The choice is ours. Allah has given us a great night. It is here, alhamdulillah. We were not in Turkey, we were not in Syria, where they did not know that tomorrow, we didn't know we won't see Shab-e-Barat. Hey, they would, whenever, about what, a month ago it happened, they had no idea. Many people might be thinking, Shabi Barat will make this ibadah, Ramzan is going to do that, we're going for Umrah, I'm getting married. Where they have gone, not only not to see the house, not to see the dunya again. We don't know what our condition will be. Who of us know we're going to live for next year, Shabi Barat? This is the night. Let us make the best of it. Let us not waste it. A few things I've said, lot of things still have to be said also. But now, instead of saying it, let us go and make amal now. Spend our night in ibadat with our families. Do some ibadat now. And in the get up early. Make sari. We get up half an hour, 1 hour earlier. Make Allah's ibadat that time also. And together with the family, all our ibadat also. Let us encourage one another. This is the night of making ibadah. Not the night of sleeping. Not the night of having ice creams and fruit and juices. It's the night of ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. So let us, and remember our marhumeen. Don't forget our parents. Whatever our existence outwardly Allah made through our parents. Make dua for them also. Make dua for our family people, our town people. Those people who build the masjid, they no more yet. The people who build the masjid, today we enjoy comfortably, we all sitting, and we forgot them also. They went to, they spend their money also. They made how many mashuras also. They had how lot of opposition also. They did all this for us. All our deeni structures, they gave it to us. And we just don't think about them at all. It is the height of ingratitude. Let us think of them, make dua for them. And whatever, I will end up on this, they will share, I'll remember the name in Andalus, Sheikh. He invited some people for meals, and in the meals there was a young boy. It was famous. He gets kash. So while they were eating, this young boy he just screamed and cried. Sheikh asked him, "What's wrong with you?" He says, "I see my mother is burning in the fire of Jahannam." So the Shaykh had many quotas of 70,000 La ilaha illallah. And it comes in the hadith, a person who reads 70,000 times La ilaha illallah ghufira lahu or liman qal wa liman qil. The person who reads it, he's forgiven, and for whom he reads it, past the sawab, they are also forgiven. So the Shaykh had quite a few of that quotas. But without any facial expression, without anything, just in his heart, he made niyat one quota to the boy's mother. Next moment he saw the boys laughing, happy, and very, what's wrong with you now? I see my mother is in Jannah. So the Shaykh says, from this instance I realized that the hadith is correct. And from the hadith I understood his kashf is correct. That he's not making stories. And also see, the sawab was transferred to her, not that it had to go into the bank. It's weekend and only Monday your bank will show that it's in your account. No, immediately it went. The EFT took place immediately. And then it was in her, and not only in her account, she got transferred from Jahannam to Jannah, from Azab to the Rahmat of Allah. So this is that night we can do for our marhumin, do for ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.